The Two-Tor Adventure, the Blue Team Story.
It was a nice sunny morning on Dartmoor. The Blue Team, Luca, Mia, Ellie and Adam, were in front of the Adventure Centre. The Red Team, four German kids, were near them.
"Hey, listen, guys," Mia said quietly to her friends. "I heard the Red Team. They think they'll win."
"What?"
Ellie said. "They won't win. We'll win."
"Okay," Adam said. "Let's go quickly."
"But which track will we take?" Luca asked.
"Let's go to Round Tor first. It isn't far," Ellie said.
The Blue Team walked west on a small track. Then they saw the Red Team again. They were in front on the same track. When they came to a little village, the Red Team turned left. Luca saw something on the track. It was a jacket, and it had a school name on it. Ernst Reuterschule, Stuttgart. Luca put the jacket on a scarecrow in a garden. Mia took a photo.
"Let's go through the village. It'll be easier," Mia said.
The Blue Team came to a stone cross, but the Red Team was there first. The four friends were surprised.
"You're walking very slowly," one boy in the Red Team said and smiled.
"Have you lost a jacket?" Luca asked.
One German boy didn't have his jacket.
"Oh dear," Ellie said. "You'll have to go back. It's on a scarecrow near the village," she said, and smiled.
The German kids weren't very happy. Ellie took a funny photo at the cross. The four friends from Eggy walked slowly up the hill to Round Tor. It was difficult, and they often stopped to rest.
"Oh, I'm tired," Luca complained.
"Keep going, Luca. We want to win," Ellie said.
Then they got to the top of Round Tor. There were sheep everywhere.
"Don't worry, Luca. They aren't dangerous," Adam said.
"Very funny, Adam," Luca answered.
Adam took a photo. They looked around and could see all of Dartmoor. But they got a shock when they looked over to the nearest tor. The Red Team was already there.
"It's them again. Let's go," Mia said.
The Blue Team went down the hill quickly. They walked until they came to a river.
"How will we cross this river?" Adam asked.
"Look, we can cross on those stepping stones over there," Ellie said.
First, Ellie crossed with no problem. Then Mia crossed easily too. Next, Luca crossed. No problem. Now, it was Adam's turn. He started carefully, but then he slipped and, splash, fell into the river.
"Oh no, my trousers are wet," he said.
"You can put on your rain trousers," Luca said. Poor Adam was very embarrassed. Then the Blue Team saw a sign, Stone Circle. The old stone circle looked interesting, so they sat near the stones and Adam took a photo. It was nearly 12 o'clock and they were all hungry.
"Let's find our lunch," Mia said. "The map says we have to go east to the highwayman's cottage."
They walked along the river to the old cottage. When they arrived, Mia opened the door and the four kids went in slowly. It was dark inside and a bit scary. They looked around.
"Where's our food?" Luca asked.
They saw a bag on a table. The bag had a label, Blue Team. Mia picked it up.
"Ah!"
she screamed. Two big hairy hands were on the bag. She dropped it quickly and the Blue Team ran out of the cottage. The Red Team was there. They laughed and laughed. The Blue Team felt silly. They knew the story about the hairy hands, but they didn't really believe it. They took their lunch bag and walked quickly south to Hound Tor. But now the weather wasn't so good. There was a lot of fog on the tour, and it was very wet. Luca, Ellie and Mia put on their rain gear. The four friends could see nothing. "Let's wait here," Luca said. After a few minutes, they heard voices, German voices, on the other side of the hill.
"I have an idea," Luca whispered. "Let's hide here."
Then Luca started to make a funny noise, a hound noise.
"Ow! Ow!"
A girl screamed and started to run. The four eggy friends laughed and laughed. Then one of the German kids blew a whistle. The others shouted, "Help! Help!" The blue team ran to the other side of the hill. A German girl was on the ground at the bottom of the hill. It was her leg. It was very sore.
"Don't move," Mia said. "We'll help you."
It was still foggy and wet, so Ellie took a big plastic bag from her rucksack and made a tent between the rocks. Then they put the girl in the tent and waited for help.
"What was that terrible noise?" a German boy asked. "It was very scary, like a hound."
That was me," Luca said shyly. "Sorry, that was a joke. A bad joke."
"No," the girl in the tent said, "it was a good joke."
After 5 minutes, a woman from the Adventure Center arrived and checked the German girl. Her leg was still sore, but she could walk. So everybody walked back along Green Road. The two teams chatted together happily. In the end, the teams didn't win the two-tour adventure, but it didn't matter. They won some new friends.